Vedanta Sara. We have seen in the last class about the Guru Upasadana. The Guru, the Shishya, who had all the Sadhana Chatushtaya ready with him, an Adhikari Shishya approached a Guru. Which Guru we don't know. He approached a Guru and asked for the teaching. And then the Guru starts the teaching now from this class onwards. So the teaching starts. As we saw in the last class, the teacher uses a technique for conveying the truth. And what is that technique used for teaching? Adhyaropa apavadanyayaha. Adhyaropapavadanyayena. The technique used for teaching is called Adhyaropapavadanyayaha. Adhyaropa and apavada. These two are used. First Adhyaropa, then apavada. To account for this world, this samsara, the problem of samsara, there is Adhyaropa. How this world has come? How I identify myself as an individual, as a jiva? All these things have to be accounted for. That is why initially the Adhyaropa is discussed. And then the second stage is Apavada. Apavada is the negation, the de-superimposition of this whole samsara, this whole universe. That is called Apavada. So Adhyaropa and Apavada. We will see in detail. First comes Adhyaropa. We will read Asarpa Bhutayam Rajau Sarparopa Vata Vastuni Avastu Aropaha Adhyaropaha. Adhyaropa means superimposition. It is also called by another word, adhyasa. Adhyaropa and adhyasa are synonymous. What is adhyaropa? Vastuni avastu aropaha. That is the definition. Vastuni avastu aropaha. Superimposition of avastu on the vastu. What is vastu? Vastu means the real. The real substance is called vastu. Vasati asti iti vastuhu. Vastu. That which exists in reality, the real is called vastu. Generally, we use the word vastu to refer to an object. Any object is vastu. In Kannada also it is same. In Sanskrit also we use the word vastu in the same sense. But in this context, the word vastu means the real substance. Avastu means that which is not real, unreal. So this unreal is superimposed on the real. Avastu is superimposed on the vastu. That is called adhyaropa. And for that, an example is given. Asarpabhutayam rajjau sarparopavat. Rajjau sarparopa. On a rajju. Rajju means rope. Sarpa means snake. Rope snake example is a very important example in the study of Vedanta. Rope snake. When there is very dim light, there is a rope. It's not total darkness also. In pitch darkness, you cannot see even the rope even. So there is no chance of adhyasa. There is dim light, very manda andhakara it is called. Not fully light also, not fully dark also. In such a condition, you see a rope very unclearly, and then there is often a chance of superimposing a snake on the rope. So that is called Rajjau Sarpa Aropaha. Rajjau, on the rope, Sarpa, snake, aropa, imposing a snake on the Rajju. This is an error. By mistake, you have superimposed. The Rajju is never a Sarpa. Even before you superimposed, it was not a Sarpa. Even when you see the Sarpa, it is not a Sarpa. And even after the sarpa vanishes, when the light comes and you see the rajju, then also it is not a sarpa. So all three times, before superimpose, before you see, during the time of seeing and after you see also, there is no sarpa in the rajju. Not only there is no sarpa, even a part of sarpa is not there in the rajju. Even a cell of the sarpa is not there in the Rajju. That is why the Acharya says, Asarpa Bhutayam Rajjau. The Rajju which is a non-sarpa. Asarpa. On that you superimpose sarpa. On a particular thing, you superimpose a totally different thing. That is called superimposition. Apava adhyaropaha. Now, in this definition of adhyaropa, two words are used. Vastu and avastu. Now the Acharya goes to say, what is vastu and what is avastu? Vastu Satchidanandam Advayam ब्रह्मा अज्ञानादि सकल जड समूहः अवस्तु. आई थिंक देयर मस्ट बी अ पॉट अंडर दिस. कैन यू फाइंड? Big pot. Okay, give whatever is there. Okay. Anyway, yeah, keep that also. Keep that also. Yeah. Ghata. Pot is called ghata. In Sanskrit, pot is very, very important in any of our philosophical discussions, not only in Vedanta. All the philosophical discussions in India are mainly based on pot. A portion of Bhashya written by Shankaracharya is called Ghata Bhashya. Because always pot, pot, pot. Ghata, ghata, ghata. So, vastu. What is vastu? Vastu is Brahma. Brahman is the vastu. There is only one real thing. What is that? Brahman. There is no other real thing. There cannot be a second real thing than Brahman. And what is this Brahman? Is defined. Satchidanandam advayam. That is the definition of Brahma. Sat. Sat means that which exists independently is called Sat. That which cannot be negated is called Sat. That which exists independently and therefore it cannot be negated. This pot. Pot doesn't have an independent existence. What is pot? Pot is nothing but clay. You cannot talk of a pot without talking about clay. You cannot touch the pot without touching the clay. Therefore, the pot is not an independent existence. The existence of the pot is the existence of the clay. Similarly, if you analyze, in this whole universe, nothing has independent existence. What has independent existence is only Brahman. And that independent existence is called Sat. Chit. Chit means Chaitanyam, consciousness. Ananda, Anandam, Satchidanandam. Ananda, happiness. The very nature of Brahman is Ananda. So Sat, Chit, Ananda. One more term is given, Advayam. Advayam means non-dual. One without a second. There is no second thing. Brahman doesn't give room for a second thing to exist. And therefore, whatever is Brahman. There is no second thing. And if there is no second thing, what exists is Brahman. And therefore, this pot is Brahman. This table is Brahman. This microphone is Brahman. This flower is Brahman. This book is Brahman. Everything has to be Brahman only. It is not anything other than Brahman. Because what is Brahman. Your neighbor is Brahman. That is a difficult thing to accept sometimes. But until and unless you don't see everything as Brahman, there cannot be moksha. Kathopanishad says, Mrityosya mrityum gacchati ya iha naneva pashyati. One who sees the nana, the duality, he doesn't get moksha. He goes from death to death. Mrityoha mrityum gacchati. Kathopanishad says. And therefore, seeing the Brahman means seeing everything as Brahman. If you see another thing, then Brahman is gone. There is nana. So this fact that whatever is Brahman has to be assimilated in order to get moksha. So, Advayam Brahma. Even the opposite party, a member, the leader of the opposite party is Brahman. It's a very nice way of criticizing. Perhaps the politicians have not yet learnt. If you say, even that person is Brahman, I don't know whether you understood. So, Advayam Brahma. Ajnanadi sakala jada samuhaha avastu. So this Brahman alone is the vastu. Everything else is avastu. What is avastu? Sakala jada samuhaha. Jada means inert. Samuhaha, group. The whole group of inert material. Sakala, all, whole. The whole group of inert material is avastu, unreal. The whole prapancha is nothing but the group of inert material. This pot is inert, this table is inert, my body is inert, my sthula sharira is inert, my sukshma sharira is jada. And all the external world, your body, your mind, all these are inert only, jada. So the whole group of jada means this whole prapancha, whole object universe, the whole universe which can be objectified. It is all inert and it is all avastu, unreal. And then what is the cause of this whole inert universe? From what did this whole inert universe came? The karana of this whole inert universe. It is the ajnanam. Ajnana. The whole universe came from ajnana. So here, the word ajnana is a technical word. Ajnana is the cause of this whole universe. The karana prapancha, that is ajnana. In other words, prakriti, you can call it. All the material universe in its karana avastha, in its causal state, is called ajnana. So ajnana adi, right from ajnana, starting from ajnana, the whole jada samuha is avastu, is unreal. So ajnana is also unreal, and the effect of ajnana, this whole universe, is also unreal. And previously I said, there is only Brahman. Even this is also Brahman. This pot is Brahman. This table is Brahman, I said. Now I say, this table is unreal. First I said, table is Brahman. Now I say, this table is unreal. Now how can I justify myself? When I say table is unreal, the nama rupa of the table, the name and form of the table is unreal. It is like telling this pot is unreal. There is no pot. What do I mean? There is no independent substance called pot. But at the same time, when I say this pot is clay, what I mean? What is clay here? What we see is clay. Similarly, when I say this table is unreal, what I mean is there is no substance called table. Table nama, table name, the word table. And the tableness I ascribe to this, it is unreal. But at the same time, behind this table nama rupa, there is the substance. There is an is. And that is Brahman. So this fact will become clearer as we go on, as we study. That is not the topic here. I mentioned in passing. So ajnanadi sakala jada samuhaha, the whole inert universe is avastu, and it starts from ajnana. The cause of this whole inert universe is called ajnana. Now what is ajnana is being told. Brahman is defined. What is ajnana? We have to see. Ajnanam to sadasadhyam anirvachaniyam trigunatmakam jnana virodhi bhavarupam yatkinchita iti vadanti aham ajnaha ityadyanubhavat devatma shaktim swagunair nigodham ityadishyuteshcha. Ajnanam tu, ajnana is defined now. there are two categories when we discuss the ontological status of anything. Ontological status means the status of existence. There is a branch of philosophy in the Western philosophy, ontology. Ontology is the study of reality of something, whether something is real, what is the existential status is studied in ontology. So that is why we use the word ontological status to refer to the status of existence of something. And generally, there are two status of existence. One is Sat. Sat means the absolute existence. The absolute existence. That which cannot be negated is called Sat. Then there is something called Asat. Asat means absolute non-existence. For example, the horn of a rabbit. Does rabbit have a horn? It doesn't have a horn. So you can't talk of the rabbit's horn. Nobody has seen that. Nobody can even infer the rabbit's horn. So it is totally non-existent substance. So we have two categories, Sat and Asat. Sat means absolutely existing thing. Asat means that which doesn't exist at all. So Sat is something which cannot be negated, and Asat is something which need not be negated. You need not negate it, because it's not there at all. It doesn't appear at all. So these are the two categories, Sat and Asat. Now, when we study Vedanta Shastra, we come across an in-between category, which is neither Sat nor Asat. That is called Sadasadhyam Anirvachaniyam, that which cannot be described as Sat or Asat. Anirvachaniyam means that which cannot be described. Sat Asadhyam, either as Sat or as Asat. Neither it is truly existing, neither it is absolutely existent, nor it is absolutely non-existent. You can't say that Ajnana really exists, absolutely exists. Because if Ajnana absolutely exists, it cannot be negated. But we see that once you study the Vedanta Shastra, once you get the Jnana, Jnana dispels this Ajnana. Jnana negates the ajnana. That is why ajnana cannot be absolute, absolutely existence. Then there is asat. Can ajnana be asat? It cannot be asat because it is evident. There is ajnana. It is evident. We experience ajnana. And we see the consequences of ajnana. Therefore, ajnana cannot be either of these two categories. Samacharya says, Satchena Bhadheta Asachena Pratiyeta Satchet. If it is real, na bhadhyeta, it cannot be negated. Asat chet, if it is asat, na pratiyeta, it won't appear at all. There cannot be pratiti. So therefore, it is neither sat nor asat. In between. This is unique to Vedanta. Nowhere else you will hear this in-between category. So, sadasadhyam anirvachaniyam. And if it is neither sat nor asat, how will you refer to this? What is the category? We have to create an in-between category now. Like Trishanku Swarga. Trishanku is neither here on the earth nor on the heaven, in between. Vishwamitra created. So similarly, now we have to create a place for this ajnana. So therefore the author says, Bhavarupam yatkinchit. Bhavarupam yatkinchit. Yatkinchit bhavarupam. This ajnana is bhavarupa. Bhavarupa means it is a positive thing. It is something positive. It is not an absence in nature. Ajnana is not the absence of something. It is not the absence of knowledge. You can't say ajnana is the absence of knowledge. It is not so. Ajnana is some positive thing. It's a positive entity. So bhavarupa means a positive entity. It is an existent entity. And if it is existent entity, is it absolutely existent? No. It is not absolutely existent also. Therefore, the author says, Yat kinchit bhavarupa. Yat kinchit, somewhat bhavarupa. Somewhat bhavarupa. Yat kinchit means somewhat. A little bhavarupa. Not fully bhavarupa. So, yat kinchit bhavarupa. The word bhavarupa is used so to negate this from belonging to the absence, abhava. It is not abhava. Abhava means absence. Ajnana is not absence. Therefore bhavarupa. But if you say bhavarupa, some people may think that it is like Brahman, real. So it is not real also, not sat also. Therefore, yat kinchit, somewhat. So, somewhat bhavarupa. That is the status, ontological status of this ajnana. So, in other words, we can say mithya. This in-between category is called mithya. So, we have three categories now. Sat, asat and in between mithya. So that is mithya. Appears but unreal. That is mithya. Mithya can be defined in many ways. One is sadasadhyam anirvachaniyam. Another is appears but not real. It is evident but not real. Another way of explaining is that which doesn't have an independent existence. Like this pot. This pot. You see the pot? You see the pot. But can you take this pot separately from clay? If you see the pot, I tell you, leave the clay here and take the pot home. You can't do. That means the pot doesn't exist independent of clay. Similarly, this mithya is something which appears but doesn't have an independent existence. So this is mithya, ajnana, and trigunatmakam. What does this consist of? What is this ajnana made up of? Three gunas. It consists of three gunas. Sattva, rajas and tamas. Trigunatmaka. And jnana virodhi. Ajnana is jnana virodhi. This is another reason why this ajnana is not the absence of jnana. It is the opposite of jnana. Ajnana is the enemy of jnana. Jnana virodhi. It is antagonistic to knowledge. It is opposed to knowledge. Why it is called jnana virodhi? Because once jnana comes, ajnana goes away. Like darkness and light. This is jnana virodhi. The knowledge can negate this ajnana. Jnana virodhi bhavarupam yatkinchit iti vadanti. That is how they say vadanti. The Shastra says, the acharyas say, the tradition says, the acharyas in the tradition say like this. And now, what is the pramana? What is the evidence to say that there is ajnana? What is the evidence for ajnana? It is not enough to say that something is there. In Vedanta, you can't say anything out of imagination. There is no scope for imagination in Vedanta. Vedanta is a pramana shastra. This is pramana. Here, everything is based on evidence. All our discussions are based on evidence. So, what is the evidence for this ajnana? There are two evidences. One is pratyaksha pramana, another is shastra pramana, shruti pramana. So, So the pratyaksha pramana is given as anubhava, experience. Aham ajnaha ityadi anubhavat. There is anubhava. There is experience. Like aham ajnaha, I am ignorant. So this ajnana is evident in the form of ignorance. I am ignorance, you say. That means what? There is ignorance in you. And that is an evidence. And then Shruti Pramana. Devatma Shaktim Swagunair Nigudham. Shvetashvatara Upanishad. Devatma Shaktim Swagunair Nigudham Ityadi Shruteshcha. Like that there are many Shrutis, many Shruti Vakyas to support this Ajnana. Devatma Shaktim. Devatma means Paramatma. Ishvara. This Ajnana is the Shakti of Ishvara. One of the Tikakara says, Shaktivat Paratantratvat. Shakti. This is called Shakti of the Ishvara because it depends on the Ishvara. The Shakti cannot be separated from this Ishvara. Ajnana cannot be separated from the Brahman, from Ishvara. For example, suppose I have a Shakti. My Shakti cannot be separated from me. I have the power of speaking. Can you take this power of speech home, leaving me here? You cannot. Shakti depends on the owner of the Shakti. Similarly, this Ajnana, this Shakti, the power to create, Ajnana is the power of creation. This depends on the Ishvara. It cannot be separated from Ishvara, Paramatma. That is why it is Shakti. Devatma Shaktim. Swagunair Nigudham. And this Shakti is endowed with Swaguna. Swaguna means the three gunas. The three gunas of Maya. Three gunas of Ajnana. So Nigudham. Alingitam, it is endowed with the three gunas, sattva, rajas and tamas. Like that, there is a Shruti Pramana. So now, this Ajnana, there are two words, samashti and vyashti. Samashti and vyashti. Samashti means total, collective. Vyashti means individual. Samashti means total or collective, vyashti means individual. So this Ajnana is also can be looked upon as individual or total. My Ajnana, your Ajnana, your Ajnana, your Ajnana, like that everybody has one Ajnanas. That is called Vyashti Ajnana. Individual Ajnana. All these Ajnanas put together is also one Ajnana. Collectively one Ajnana. So individually one Ajnana. So if you speak individually, it will be many. All Ajnanas put together. One. Like that. There are many Ajnanas, we can say. Because there are many people. many individuals, so many ajnanas. But collectively, all the ajnanas put together, we can say one ajnana. So that is what the Acharya is telling. Idam ajnanam samashti vyashti abhiprayena ekam anekam iti cha vyavahriyate. This ajnana, idam ajnanam, this ajnana, samashti vyashti abhiprayena, from the standpoint of samashti and vyashti respectively, samashti abhiprayena and vyashti abhiprayena, from the standpoint of samashti and from the standpoint of vyashti, seeing it as total or seeing it as individual. Ekam anekam iti cha vyavahriyate. Ekam, it is one, or it is many, anekam. So samashti abhiprayena ekam iti vyavahriyate, vyashti abhiprayena anekam iti vyavahriyate. If you take it as samashti, if you consider it as samashti, samashti abhiprayena, it is ekam, iti vyavahriyate, it is referred to, vyavahriyate, referred to as ekam, one. And vyashti abhiprayena, if you consider it as vyashti, if you see it as individual, one ajnana belonging to everyone, then it is called anekam, it is said to be many. We can refer to the ajnana as many. Ajnanas, plural. So, ekam and anekam. Samashti is ekam, vyashti is aneka. So, it is not that there is one samashti ajnana and one vyashti ajnana. Small. One big samashti ajnana and one small vyashti ajnana. Not like that. The samashti is, the vyashti is in samashti. Every individual is in total. It is like telling this whole class, if I say one class, one group. I am referring to the total. There are many individuals. She is there, she is there, he is there. Like that, individuals, many, vyashti. So samashti and vyashti. Similarly, ajnana also, samashti and vyashti. The vyashti is in samashti. There is no vyashti other than samashti. So, this samashti vyashti is explained. Tathahi yatha vrikshanam samashti abhiprayena vanam iti ekatva vyapadeshaha yathava jalanam samashti abhiprayena jalashaya iti tatha nānātvena pratibhāsamānānām jīvagata ajñānānām samashti abhiprāyena tadekatva vyapadeśaha ajāmekām ityādiśyutehe tathahi means to explain. Yatha, as, वृक्षाणां समष्टि अभिप्रायेण वनम् इति एकत्वव्यपदेशः. ट्रीस्, देर आर मेनी ट्रीस्, वन ट्री, टू ट्री, थ्री ट्री, लाइक दैट मेनी ट्रीस आर देयर. एंड ऑल दीज ट्रीस आर कलेक्टिवली कॉल्ड वनम, फॉरेस्ट. So there is no forest other than the collection of trees. Forest is nothing but a collection of trees. So vrikshanam samashti abhiprayena. When you refer to the samashti, when you consider the vrikshas, the trees as samashti, total, when you refer to the total, vanam iti ekatva vyapadeshaha, you denote it as vanam. This is ekatva. There is singular in that. Ekatva vyapadeshaha. You refer to it as one. Singular. You don't say vanas. Even though many trees are there, you say one forest. You don't say many trees are there, many forests are there. Not like that. Even though many trees, one forest. So, vrikshanam samashti abhiprayena vanam iti ekatvavyapadeshaha. Another example is given. Yathava jalanam samashti abhiprayena jalashaya iti. Jalanam samashti. The collection of waters. Many waters, water drops, many water drops are there in a lake. Infinite number of water drops. But you don't call us many waters. You say it is jalashaya, it is a lake. Lake refers to all these drops of water. Each drop is included when you say lake. So, jalashaya iti ekatvavya padesha. You refer to it as jalashaya. Ekatvenavya padesha. You refer to it as one, singular. Tatha, similarly, nanatvena pratibhasamananam jivagata ajnananam samashti abhiprayena tad ekatvavya padesha. So, nanatvena pratibhasamananam. It appears as many. Appears as manifold. What? Jivagata ajnana. The ajnana which belongs to each jiva. The ajnana which belongs to each and every jiva. It appears as many. With respect to every jiva, there is one ajnana. I have one ajnana, you have one ajnana. And if my ajnana goes, your ajnana doesn't go. Like that, there are many. Nanatvena pratibhasamana. It appears many. It manifests as diverse. But these ajnanas you refer to collectively, samashti abhiprayena, when you refer to them as one samashti, as a group. Collectively when you refer, then tad ekatva vyapadeshaha, then it is referred to as one ajnana. All put together, one. So, this ajnana is referred to as one. For that, the acharya gives a shruti pramana. In the shruti, this ajnana is referred to as one. To refer to the samashti ajnana, collectively. For that, a shruti vakya is there. Ajamekam lohita shukla krishnam. There is a shruti vakya. So, So ajam ekam, this ajnana is called eka, one. And it is aja. Aja means birthless, beginningless. Ajnana has no beginning, but it has an end. So ajam and eka. So that ekam is important. Ekam means one. This ajnana is one, it is told. So now we have a samashti ajnana. All the ajnanas put together has become one samashti ajnana. And this samashti ajnana becomes the upadhi of Ishvara. Ishvara is the consciousness connected with, associated with this samashti ajnana. And the jivas are the chaitanya, the consciousness associated with each individual ajnana. That is how the teaching will progress. We will see in the next class. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.